Nashville's council has chosen to more aggressively reduce, but not completely ban, short-term rentals. The vote follows a year of intense debate and epic public hearings, but the final tally by the Metro Council wasn't even close, handing neighborhood activists a resounding victory. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
There's been a mess of proposals. So first, the specifics of what actually passed. Over the next 3 years, Nashville is going to phase out short-term rentals from residential neighborhoods in cases where the owner doesn't live on that property. So someone who Airbnbs only a spare room in their home or does a vacation rental while out of town, those are still okay. And in urban mixed-use areas, short-term rentals will continue. But after outcry from the public, Councilwoman Angie Henderson says the goal zeroed in on stopping outside investors from scooping up homes and renting them like mini hotels.
The three-year phase-out is fair and generous. I think, you know, we have had our community members come and speak to us about how urgent this concern is for them.
Yet the short-term rental industry, which lobbied hard against the measure, quickly blasted the outcome. Council members, including Jeremy Elrod, expect the industry to swing its clout to the state legislature to try to override Metro.
I don't want it to be preempted. I hope that I am wrong about the state legislature.
Others argued state action isn't a given, noting that cities like Hendersonville and Knoxville already have stricter regulations. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.